You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kendra Carr. For the first time in 93 years, Interlochen Center for the Arts canceled summer camp. The coronavirus pandemic prompted Interlochen officials to move camp online. IPR's Noelle Riley has more.
13-year-old Sydney Fink was looking forward to summer camp.
I've always loved Interlochen. It's sort of like a second home. I love the creative, like, musical community, and it's also, you know, a beautiful place.
She and her brother attended the last three summers and planned on being there this summer, too. Also, their mother is a camp instructor. Although they're all disappointed with the news, Sydney's brother, Lucas Fink, who is 16, says he understands.
I guess if you think about it, it makes sense because it's international, and if everybody's coming in and then going back home and getting each other sick in the tight cabins that we have, it just doesn't really make sense for it to continue.
Camp will move to online instruction, Interlochen President Trey Devi said in a statement. That news was difficult to hear for instructor Doug Spaniel of Indianapolis, who has taught bassoon at camp since 1999.
Of all the disappointments resulting from this pandemic, this is one of the largest, if not the largest. We're dealt a certain hand, and I have faith in the leadership and the faculty and administration of Interlochen to make the right decisions and do the right thing. I also do have faith that we can deliver high-quality arts instruction, even in less than ideal situations.
More than 2,500 campers in grades 3 to 12 attend the camp every summer. Last year, camp students came from 51 states and territories and 33 countries. Interlochen, I'm Noelle Riley. He ate as a music camp for high school students. Now, along with music, the camp offers the opportunity to study creative and visual arts, as well as a long list of other disciplines. Thank you.